I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. The Vermont Agency of Transportation has decided to yank a new seatbelt safety ad from the airwaves. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, critics of the spot say it reinforces negative stereotypes about people who use wheelchairs to move about the world.
The 30-second ad opens with a camera shot of a neighborhood street and a voiceover of a conversation between a mother and her son. The mom is urging her kid to put on a coat before he heads out. He's 21, the son says, and he can handle himself now.
My ride's here. See ya.
Bye.
At this point, a maroon van pulls into the street shot, a retractable lift extending from an automatic door. It's for the son, we're to assume, who presumably uses a wheelchair. And then there's this.
This is what independence can look like if you don't wear your seatbelt. Don't risk it. Wear your seatbelt.
That happens to be a lot like what independence looks like for Zachary Schmoll. The 24-year-old Orange resident has been using a wheelchair his whole life. He saw the ad on television Monday morning.
And in my mind, I'm saying, well, I'm living pretty well in a wheelchair.
Schmoll says he appreciates the message the Agency of Transportation is trying to send.
Nobody wants people to not wear their seatbelts. I mean, we all understand that.
But Schmoll says the ad perpetuates a mindset that people who use wheelchairs or rely on accessible vans for transportation are somehow less independent than people who do not.
It seems to imply that if you're not able to drive your own car, somehow, like, all of your independence is taken away. And
Schmoll is living proof that's not the case. He uses an accessible van daily to get to and from his full-time job as an insurance underwriter at a firm in Barrytown. Sarah Launderville is the executive director of the Vermont Center for Independent Living. What's so jarring about the ad, she says, is its depiction of an accessible van as a symbol of incapacity. She says that's exactly the kind of notion advocates like her have worked so hard to dispel.
When you see an accessible van, that's something that is about independence for folks who have disabilities.
Launderville says pop culture references that conflate wheelchairs or accessible vehicles with a lesser form of independence fuel harmful perceptions.
When we have an ad like this that kind of perpetuates some myths and stereotypes around that you're less than, then it can have a snowball effect.
Scott Davidson is chief of the Governor's Highway Safety Program, and he says the state worked with a communications firm in Richmond to produce the ad. He says the state was trying a new messaging strategy to reach the 18 to 34-year-old male demographic that's statistically least likely to wear their seatbelts.
And that new direction in this case was to convey the risk of receiving a serious life-altering injury as a result of not being buckled up.
When concerns and criticism began arriving at the agency on Monday, it didn't take long for the state to decide to pull the ad.
In this case, we felt that there was a risk of the message being lost and that we did not want to make people feel uncomfortable or unhappy as a result of our messaging. So we decided to suspend the messaging.
Launderville says she's impressed with the way the agency handled the situation, and Davidson says he plans to reach out to groups like the Vermont Center for Independent Living to vet similar ads in the future. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.